In this bulletin, Canada's Prime Minister apologises for wearing brown face in a photo taken almost two decades ago. Australia blocked from speaking at the upcoming UN Climate Summit. And in football, the coach of the Western Sydney Wanderers looks forward to the arrival of the team's newly signed mystery European striker this week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologised for wearing brown face at a costume party almost two decades ago. As Mr. Trudeau campaigns for re-election, a photo has been published in Time magazine from 2001 showing him with dark skin makeup on his face and hands at the West Point Grey Academy in Vancouver. Mr. Trudeau used to teach at the private college. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Trudeau says he was dressed as a character from Aladdin at an Arabian Nights-themed gala. He says the photo is racist and he regrets wearing brown face.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry. There are people who've made mistakes in this life, and you make decisions based on what they actually do, what they did, and on a case-by-case basis. I think I deeply regret that I did that. I should have known better, but I didn't.
He's also admitted to wearing makeup while performing at a high school talent show. Australia is among a group of coal-supporting countries that have been prevented from speaking at the upcoming UN Climate Change Summit. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, had previously announced that only leaders with a clear climate action plan would be allowed to speak at the summit. Australia joins the list of coal-supporting nations absent from the draft schedule of summit speakers, including Japan and South Africa. Also absent from the list are critics of the Paris Climate Accord, the US, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia. UN Deputy Secretary-General Amina Mohammed says the expectation is that countries attending the summit commit to net zero emissions by 2050.
We need that ambition because the report with countries' existing climate plans, greenhouse gas, will rise above 10.7% above 2016 levels by 2030. And that number is really starkly at odds with the UN Secretary-General's call for deep cuts. So we have to dig deeper. We have to do so much more.
Scott Morrison won't be attending the summit. Instead, Australia will be represented by the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne. Greens MP Adam Bandt says Mr. Morrison's decision not to attend sends a terrible message about Australia's view of climate change.
How can we ask other countries to start cutting their pollution when we're lifting ours and wanting to build new coal mines? The rest of the world is calling us out. Scott Morrison is guilty of contempt and cowardice for failing to front up at the International Climate Summit.
US President Donald Trump says he has many options in addition to military strikes against Iran, and the details of newly announced sanctions will come within 48 hours. US officials and the country's ally, Saudi Arabia, say Iran is behind the attack on major oil facilities in Saudi Arabia last weekend. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned it would retaliate against any attack. Mr. Trump says he's carefully considering his options on how to respond.
We'll be adding some very significant sanctions onto Iran. Well, there are many options. There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the latest budget update shows that the federal government is well on track to deliver an operating surplus in the next financial year. Mr. Frydenberg says the predicted surplus of $7.1 billion in 2019-20 will be higher than initial estimates. Australia hasn't had a surplus since 2007-8, before the global financial crisis hit. The Treasurer says the figures are good news.
Importantly, Australia has completed its 28th consecutive year of economic growth and maintained its AAA credit rating. With more than 1.4 million new jobs having been created since we came to government, Today's outcome reflects the number of people in jobs and an economy which is benefiting from the free trade agreements that we have negotiated over the last 6 years.
To sport, and Western Sydney Wanderers coach Marcus Babel has lamented his side's FFA Cup defeat, but will welcome the signing of a mystery European striker this week. The identity of the new striker hasn't been revealed ahead of his arrival on Saturday. The Wanderers were dumped out of the Cup with a 3-0 loss to Melbourne City and rarely looked threatening in a flat performance. Babel has told Fox Sports he's disappointed with the loss, but is looking forward to working with the team's newest member.
He's a really good striker and a lot of experience, top professional. I'm very happy that we could sign him because for us it's not so easy to get players who come for the right reason. He wants to come here, he wants to play for us, and I was looking exactly for this kind of players.
Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth, a shower or two in 16. Adelaide, possible dust and windy, a top of 30. Melbourne, sunny, 23. Hobart, similar, 22. Canberra, cloudy and 20. Wollongong, showers, 19. Sydney, showers, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two, 22. Brisbane, possible shower, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.